Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Deller has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Deller offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Deller at 654-0911 or visit normandeller.com. The Law Office of Norman Deller, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Gray Matters, brought to you by Cypress Place and the Law Offices of Norman Dowler. And now your hosts, Sherry Kerman and Jim Duran.
Welcome, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
Sherry Kerman.
And Jim Duran.
On Gray Matters, because
aging is not black and white.
Not at all. It's all different colors. That's what we say. Everyone deserves to have their life tinted whatever color they want, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Absolutely. So we are here for another spectacular show. We've got some great guests today. We're going to be speaking with Jesse Allen from Maxim Healthcare Services first to learn all about in-home care and how all of that works and when you need it, how to find the right people. And then we'll be speaking with Andrea Gallagher of Rethinking Your Future, and she's got some really interesting things going on as well. Sound exciting?
I'm so excited about this.
I am.
And I'm happy to have Jesse on. I mean, Jesse's, we go way back. We go way back to the modeling days when we had a benefit last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
That's not way back. That's just sort of back.
Yeah, well, for us, it was a long time ago.
It was a good time. We did some catwalk modeling together.
I like it. Did you do the bathing suit thing?
No. I was actually in shorts and I have to be careful. I was in shorts and sandals. I call my sandals thongs.
And shorts and thongs.
My kids, can you go get my thongs for me? They go, Dad, that's gross. I go, my sandals, go get my sandals.
See, it's all about, as an attorney, we know. It's all about which word you use. That's so important.
It's
the word
critical.
Is so important. Critical changes everything. So, Jesse, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Good. Thank you for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. So you work with a company called Maxim Healthcare Services, and you have sort of an interesting history with them. How'd you start out?
I started out with Maxim as a recruiter for the staffing division. Maxim has 3 divisions. There's the staffing office that provides supplemental staffing to facilities. We have our home health care office, and then we have our companion care office, which I now manage. So I started in the staffing office, switched over to the home health care office, and then was finally promoted to open our non-medical healthcare office, which is the companion services office.
That's great.
Just real quick, the staffing office, what was that when you first started? What did they do?
Well, they're still there. We provide usually RNs, LVNs, and CNAs to local facilities to help when they're short-staffed.
Got it.
So because of the nursing shortage, there's kind of an extra demand for, licensed nurses.
Sure.
So per diem for the day, for the short term?
They do both contracts that might last 13 to 15 weeks mm-hmm. per diem for the day.
Okay.
And everything in between.
So if somebody calls in sick, they could call your that part of your company.
Correct.
And have someone come in. So it's like the temp, it's a Temp agency
with medical background.
But with that medical background, exactly. Right. Exactly. That's great.
So then from there, you jumped into...
Yeah, they asked me to move over to the home health care office, which was just opening up. And I went over there and to learn the home care side of things.
And so, okay, so home health care, what is that?
Home health care is providing people with mainly nursing services, physical therapy, occupational therapy in the home for people that can't make it out to a place to get the therapy out in the community. So someone goes to them.
So they're coming to them. The vocational, or not vocational, but the physical therapist is coming to their house and the nurse is coming to their house.
Correct.
To provide their services. Okay. And then now you manage.
Yes. A couple years ago, they decided to open our non-medical home care office, which is more caregivers or CNAs, certified nursing assistants or home health aides in the home. To help seniors mainly, but other people that may be disabled or developmentally disabled with activities of daily living that they can't do on their own anymore.
Okay, but it's this is non-medical now.
Correct.
And can you explain the difference between non-medical assistance and medical assistance?
Certainly. Medical assistance requires a nursing background. You might have a wound that needs a attention, or IV therapy,
some sort of
therapy that's very highly skilled and you need a trained profession. Non-medical home care, the workers still have a medical background. However, they're doing services such as assisting with a transfer, helping with a bath, preparing meals, even light housekeeping, that type of thing for people that can't do that on their own anymore.
Well, there's a lot, there's people out there all over the place that do that, right? So you have an agency that offers these services. Why would someone want to go to an agency versus opening up the phone book or just talking to their friend or neighbor?
And that's a great question, because normally you would probably be able to hire somebody for less money if they weren't going through an agency. So why is it important that they would go through an agency?
Right, absolutely.
Well, there's a number of reasons. I'm going to talk about the few that I think are the most important. One of those is when you use a company like ours that employs their caregivers, all of the caregivers are bonded and insured. So they're covered under our liability insurance, our workers' comp insurance. So should anything happen to them in the home, they're covered and the family would not be responsible.
Okay, and that's important because especially when you're talking about helping giving a bath, right, or cooking a meal, those can be dangerous activities, especially when I'm the one that's cooking the meal. It can be a very dangerous activity. And so, as my family will say, so you're right. If somebody gets splattered with some oil or hurts their back helping you out of the bath, there's your workers' compensation claim right there.
Yeah.
And so one benefit is that they're not going through the homeowner. The homeowner doesn't have to worry about it.
Well, correct.
Well, I can tell you that back injuries with in the assisted living industry are the most common.
I would imagine.
And so what we're talking about is somebody hiring someone from an agency, because if they're going to get injured, most of the time they get injured because it's a back injury.
Right.
Because of a transfer or anything. But if you hire somebody off the street, then all of a sudden you're liable for that injury, which
exactly.
is probably going to end up happening at some point.
Right. And I wonder if even more likely, because I would suspect that perhaps they're given some training in the proper way to lift and move, because that, which is going to reduce the chances
That's
of
right.
injury, right?
That's
Whereas if somebody just off
right.
the street, they don't know, may not know what to do, and they're more likely even to hurt themselves.
So although they may be less expensive in the long run, it could cost you everything.
It could cost you everything. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so does when somebody calls you, let's say they're calling you and they may not know what they need. They may not know if they need if it's really medical or non-medical. Who's going out to make that assessment?
Initially, I go out to meet with the family and we do a free in-home consultation. So I will meet with them, and through my experience, it's pretty obvious for me to determine whether they need the medical type care mm-hmm. or non-medical type care. Usually if you're getting home health care, it's referred by a doctor or the hospital or maybe a nursing home, and it's predetermined that home health care services with an RN are needed.
Well, actually, that brings up another interesting question. So you said home health care, which is the medical part of it, mm-hmm. is often recommended by the doctor. Is that coming in the form of a prescription then?
Yes,
so is
definitely.
That covered by insurance?
Home health care services, yes. It's typically covered by insurance. All insurance policies vary, so it depends on what insurance you have, but it typically is.
But something is. The non-medical things, is that covered by insurance?
The only insurance that will cover non-medical home care is a long-term care insurance company.
Okay.
Those are usually offered by the same type of companies that offer life insurance.
Right.
Now, sometimes a workers' comp insurance company will pay for someone to get care in the home.
If the injury was work-related, right. Right.
Other than that, most of our clients have to pay privately.
Okay.
And what's the going rate for somebody that would come over and assist?
It's a range determined by the level of care and the number of hours that we're out in the home. For our company, it's anywhere from $18 to $22 per hour.
$18 to $22. Is there a minimum amount of time somebody has to be out there or needs to be out there?
Jim, you always ask great questions.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
With our company, there's no hourly minimum. So we'll come out to the home to do a visit. Now, a visit rate, we typically charge $40, and we can be there for up to 2 hours. But if they don't want us for 2 hours, we don't have to stay that long.
But it's $40. So $40 right. for your company is typically the minimal cost.
Correct, yes.
Okay. So no hourly minimum, but a base fee of $40.
Correct, yes.
Okay.
And that's so reasonable.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's quite reasonable.
I mean,
for sure.
There's some that have charged, I know, 30, 34, 35 bucks an hour for the same type of service. So I think that's incredible.
And these are licensed and bonded?
Yes, they are.
Everyone, whether it's the home health or the non-medical care?
Yes, everyone is covered under the insurance.
Okay. Now, so somebody comes in, we meet with you, and you set someone up with us, and I can't stand them. What happens?
Just give us a call. We tell everyone when we meet with them that they have the option to interview a couple caregivers before they choose one. But if they choose one and then it turns out that they don't like them, they can call us back and we can send a replacement.
Okay. And you'll let them interview some more people?
Definitely.
That's great.
And the main reason why someone doesn't like someone isn't because they're a bad person. It's because their personalities don't mesh well.
You know, I see that all the time, you know, when I meet with potential clients, and one of the reasons that I don't charge for my initial appointment is just that reason, because I need to sit down with the person, the potential client, one-on-one, face-to-face, and we need to make sure that we're going to work well together, because they may not, my personality or my style may not be right for them, or their style may not be right for me.
And I don't know how that could happen where your style couldn't be right for somebody.
Well, you're very
Sherry.
Sweet. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But it's important to have that. It's important to have that. And so when you're having somebody come into your home, it's the same kind of thing. That's a very personal thing to invite, even though they're an employee, you're still inviting them into your home.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I love that. So Jesse, somebody needs to get a hold of you. How can they reach you?
They can give us a call. Our telephone number is area code 805-981-2539. And they can also visit our website. It's www.maximhomecare.com.
That's easy. And Maxim is no E. M-A-X-I-M.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
So I have another question for you, Jesse. You know, like, let's say I have a caregiver coming over, taking care of me, and she comes over three times a week or whatever the case is. And then one day something happens in their life, because we all have issues that come up, mm-hmm. and they can't come. Well, am I stranded? What goes on?
Well, if you're using a company like us, you wouldn't be. If you hired someone on your own, probably. But all you have to do is give us a call. Well, the caregiver would normally call us and tell us that they weren't able to make it.
Got it.
We would call some of our other caregivers and find someone to replace them.
Temporarily.
Till they came back. For the week or
That's
for the
great.
Day.
So we're never. So the person's we're never out there. Just
never in
out
a bind.
Dry.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
And if you love your caregiver so much that you don't want someone else that day and you can manage, then you can just tell us, oh, we don't want someone for today, and you won't be charged.
Perfect. Yeah. Jesse, thank you so much for spending some time with us. We're about at our end. We need to take a quick sponsor break and thank all of our sponsors. We always have Jim here to thank personally and Cypress Place as our major sponsor of this show, but we want to take a break to honor our other sponsors. And we'll have all your information up on our website, graymattersradio.com, and we hope to see you again soon.
I just want to say Jesse is a great guy, so give him a call, and he can answer any of your questions.
Perfect. All right, we'll be right back with Andrea Gallagher. This is Sherry with Gray Matters.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
Live Home is dedicated to finding solutions that not only maintain, but also enhance quality of life for seniors. We provide home care with a professionally led touch. Live Home has served this community for more than 10 years, and we would love to help you with any senior care or resource need. Call us directly at 687-8766 or visit livehome.com. That's www.livehome.com. And live long, live well, live home.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
If you've ever thought about going to law school, consider the Santa Barbara and Ventura Colleges of Law. For over 40 years, the Colleges of Law have helped more than 1,700 men and women of all ages and backgrounds earn a law degree. You don't need to move out of the area or pay high tuition to get a quality legal education. Alumni of the Colleges of Law are judges and practicing attorneys and enjoy other prestigious careers. You can earn a law degree by attending the Colleges of Law's accredited evening law degree program. With campuses in Santa Barbara and Ventura, learn the law from our faculty, distinguished judges, and attorneys who work with the law every day. Want to become a lawyer? Attend the Santa Barbara and Ventura Colleges of Law. Applications now being accepted for fall 2011 semester. For more information on the Next Information program, visit them on the web at collegesoflaw.org. That's collegesoflaw.org.
Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me? When I'm 64.
And now back to Gray Matters with your hosts, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler and Jim Duran of Cypress Place.
Welcome back, everybody.
It's great to have you here.
Great to be here.
Great, Sherry.
That was really interesting.
Jesse's a great guy. Jesse is really, really a good guy.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah. I like him a lot. And, you know, people always, it's always good to be reminded of the difference between the medical and the non-medical, and, you know, the importance of using agencies and professionals, because I preach that all the time.
Well, you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for, absolutely. Yeah. And but what often happens, and you're going to see it in that situation, you see it in the law, is, and I think you see it everywhere, is if you try to just say, well, that's okay, I don't mind having the lesser quality, typically in the end, it actually costs you way more.
That's
because
something
happens and you don't have the things in place.
Absolutely.
So so good advice there. We are here now in the studio with Andrea Gallagher. Hi, how are you doing, Andrea?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being on our show. We love
it. Sure is great having you here.
Thanks.
You have a really interesting background. You are the founder of a company called Rethinking Your Future. And you also have, which deals with seniors, right?
Yes.
And you also have some real personal experience with caregiving. So first, tell us real fast, what is Rethinking Your Future?
It's an organization that helps really boomers, but also boomers with their parents, think about their future in a way, all the possibilities and probabilities, and then planning for them, doing it ahead of a crisis.
Financially or more than?
Mostly non-financial. So where will I live as I grow older? Who will care for me? How will I care for my parents? What will my encore career be? Will I leave a legacy, and what will it be?
Right. That's great.
And very few people talk about that, don't they?
That's part of the problem.
Yeah,
they don't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it.
Yeah. Right.
Fear, because of fear.
There's fear, yeah. But these are such important steps, because especially, you know, encore career, I mean, we're all bound to have that these days.
Yes, because our career span is going to be much longer than that of our parents or our grandparents.
Absolutely, absolutely. And thinking about, so when you're thinking about where will I live, are they doing research about different facilities, or are they just sort of doing soul searching about whether they want to stay in the home or would want to go someplace else?
It's a combination of both. It's understanding what's important to you, your values and the kind of setting you'd like to have. But then secondarily, what's out there? And most of us know about places like assisted living facilities and so on and so forth, even continuous care retirement communities. But a lot of people don't know much about co-housing or neighborhood programs, village-to-village programs, which brings a set of services into your own neighborhood so that you can continue to age in place. And these are the kind of solutions that we talk about.
I've never heard of either of those.
Co-housing?
Yeah.
Think of the Golden Girls.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So roommates, they're living in the same house together.
Yes, and if it's cost prohibitive for you to live in a community, but you choose to stay here because this is where you grew up, where you raised your family, that's a wonderful solution.
Oh, that's a great idea. You said something else other than co-housing. What was the other?
The village-to-village movement. It started in Boston, and essentially what it is it's a this community, all the folks wanted to age in their neighborhood. They said, we're going to live here, we're not going anywhere else. But they started to need services, whether it be in-home care services, food services being brought to them, transportation. And so they arranged with a set of companies to bring those things into the neighborhood and to share the costs across the neighborhood so that they can continue to stay in their home.
So it was almost like a co-op sort of a situation, right? Where I'm not paying for the services that I need. We're all pooling them together. They were able to offer these companies a certain dollar amount to make the company worthwhile to the company to come in.
Yes, and brought the services into the home, which was the most important thing for these folks.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Does that happen out here? Are there?
Yeah, there
like
are.
That?
There are actually. I believe there are at least 20 village movements in the state of California.
That's amazing.
It really
I'm ready to bring one to Ventura.
No
County.
Kidding. I was just going to say, how do we do that? How do you start something like that?
The people that started it actually created a nonprofit, where they will come into a community and educate community leaders and businesses on how to begin one.
And just normal neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
So not necessarily a gated community like Leisure Village, but just a neighborhood that maybe that's where everybody has lived for 40 or 50 years because they all moved in and raised their kids. And so now it's becoming an older neighborhood.
Yeah. So I'll give you an example of two wonderful areas that could use them. One is a mobile home park that focuses on seniors.
Absolutely.
And the second, we live in a cul-de-sac, 30-year-old neighborhood we only have one family that has young children. Everyone else is over the age of 50 plus. And so we're a perfect little microcosm to make that happen.
Just right in that little cul-de-sac.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I grew up on the west end of Ventura on a street called Sunnyway Drive. And I actually, I moved from there and went to college and then got married. And years later, I come back. And I'm, 30 years later, I come back. And 70, maybe 80% of the neighborhood are still the same people that were there when I was a kid, when I was just growing up. And how that would have helped them tremendously to stay where they were, because slowly but surely, they needed to move in with somebody. They needed somebody to take care of them. And that would have been an awesome thing for them.
Yeah. It's an amazing, that's really interesting. I like it. And I like the home share idea too, because we know that the isolation is a real problem with someone who's staying in their home. There's depression involved with that. And someone who is living by themselves is much more susceptible to elder financial abuse and things like that, to predators out there, because they're lonely. Mm-hmm. And so the really nicely dressed schmoozy guy or gal coming and knocking on your door and wanting to befriend you and pet your dog, when you've got other people in the home, you don't need that companionship so much. And you also have the benefit of other people behind you going, "What, man, I don't know who that person is." And
it's interesting. It's not, the financial abuse doesn't always take place with strangers, but also family members.
It actually, more often than not, it is family members, which is really unfortunate. But again, in a home share situation, that could be,
got your back.
I got your back. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing something that maybe you're not seeing because it's your child who's doing it. Or maybe you don't want to see it because it's your child who's doing it.
Yeah.
So the home share, and I like the Golden Girls, because anybody who's in a situation where they may start to be looking at something like that is going to know exactly what you mean when you say the Golden Girls. And the people like our kids who don't, they don't need it. So right now.
We call it a college dorm then.
That's right. A college dorm. Right. There you go.
I see us really going to more of that in the future based on the population and the boomers. I mean, so many of the boomers are, the ones that went to college, and they're used to living with other people.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a great transition for a lot of us.
Yeah. Well, that coupled with how fragmented we are from our families these days, right? Mm-hmm. When we've talked about this a lot on the show, Jim, how we don't live where our parents and our grandparents all lived. And so we don't, the generation or two before us, grandma lived with them.
Right.
Right. And that's who was taking care of grandma. And grandma was offering and providing services as well to the family. They were all working together. You don't see that now because people get up and move all over the place all the time.
Right.
So the parent gets left sort of alone.
And you're not only do you have parent, grandparent, step parent, step grandparent, because of the divorce rate.
That's right.
Also, it's pretty complex.
It's very complex. Yeah. It's very complex. So, Andrea, tell us a little bit about how you got into this, because this sort of kept hitting you.
Yeah.
You almost had no choice.
Yeah, that's pretty much true. About 8 years ago, my husband and I moved into a neighborhood in Westlake Village. And after getting the house all in order, we invited our neighbors over for a party, and we put little sheets of paper in their mailbox and invitations and said, "Come on by." And neighbors came, and there was this couple in their 80s that came. And the rest of the neighbors said, "Gosh, we haven't seen them in a while. They've been here since the neighborhood started about 35 years ago." And their names were Fred and Hildy. Fred was 86. He was a lieutenant colonel in the service and then worked as a civil engineer. He actually built Route 23.
Wow.
Out here.
Wow.
And Hildy was
in unison and harmony.
And Hildy was a homemaker and had had some other jobs. But Fred was Hildy's caregiver.
Okay.
She had macular degeneration, so she really was legally blind, and she had crippling arthritis, so she had a walker at the time, moved to wheelchair fairly quickly. And what started out as simple little errands for Fred and Hildy, my husband and I, "Gee, can we pick you something up at the store when we're down the street, or can we hang the Christmas lights for you?" Turned into, one day Hildy called us and said, "Fred has to go to the hospital. Would you mind driving us?" Because of course Hildy didn't drive.
Right.
We took them, and she said, "Fred has to have a small little outpatient procedure." And so we sat in the lobby with Hildy while she was waiting for Fred, and the doctor came out, and he said, "Well, things didn't go as well as we had hoped."
Oh, dear.
"And Fred's kidneys shut down, and he'll be in the hospital for at least 2 weeks." And so when we finally got Fred to the room and he came out of anesthesia, he asked my husband and I if we would stay in their house and care for Hildy for the next 2 weeks.
Sure.
Which we did. How can you say
How can you say right. no?
They had no children. They had no living relatives. Mm-hmm. And what started out as friendship and little errands, we actually over time became their medical, legal, and financial powers of attorney and saw them through until they
because
passed.
Because you were their family.
Yes.
You became their family.
Yes, we adopted our elderly neighbors.
I love that. That's
that
an amazing
so awesome.
Yeah, that's an amazing story. And you know, the world is really blessed to have people like you, because not everybody would do any of those steps.
Well, and people always do. So many people out there do it for the wrong reasons. But you
right.
know that you were there caring for them was huge. I mean, that they asked you to do that.
Yeah, right. And you know, somehow this must have been karmic a little bit, because my husband and I had no children, and I think this was our children. They just happened to be in their 80s.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But it was somebody to care for and someone who needed that. Yeah. Now, you've also had this though in your blood family as well, right?
Sure. So my mother-in-law lives with us most of the year, although we've just moved her back to New Jersey with a caregiver in the home. And she's with us because she was a victim of financial abuse.
Oh, okay. Wow.
So, and then my father-in-law, her husband, is in assisted living for dementia. He has been in there for 5 years now, and he's at end stage Alzheimer's.
Here or in
New Jersey?
In New Jersey.
Also. Mm-hmm. And then my dad is about 10 years into Parkinson's mm-hmm. diagnosis. My mother is his full-time caregiver. So between setting up all of the caregiving, personally caregiving, helping my mother as a caregiver, because as we know, tremendous burnout in that
That's
process.
Right.
Yeah. Statistically, the caregiver goes before the person receiving the care, because they won't stop.
Right.
They won't give themselves that important mm-hmm. respite, and
right.
then they drop.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty much surrounded by, and you know, that's not all that different than boomers are going to be, because we're all, generally speaking, going to be caring for someone or being cared for.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. I think 20% of the population provides non-paid caregiving services to family or friends. That's a huge hunk of
big
people.
Chunk.
That is a big chunk of the population. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to rise.
It will, because most of us don't have the expenses and or the resources
right.
to use something other than family.
And we're living longer. I was giving a presentation yesterday to some people, and there was a woman there who on Tuesday, I think, is turning 100.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, that's spectacular. And that's going to become more, I think that's going to become more and more normal.
Mm-hmm.
Not
well,
as
in the olden days, there used to be Willard Scott that would, mm-hmm. actually,
yeah,
Willard's
right.
still around.
That's
and
right.
so he would,
and he would do
announce
the happy
people
birthday.
On the Smucker's
right.
jar.
Right.
And now they have more people than they could ever put on that show in any given period of time. The largest growth area for seniors are those age 85 plus, where
right.
they're growing at sevenfold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, we had a resident who lived at Cypress Place. She moved out a couple years ago to be closer to her daughter up in Ojai. And she turned 100 this last year. And we're actually going to be meeting with her next week to have lunch with her.
That's great.
And,
and
she's doing so great.
Right.
You know, it's just,
right.
it's amazing.
Well, this woman I met yesterday was a riot. I mm-hmm. loved her. She was super. You know, I hope I'm like that when I'm 85.
Yeah.
You know? She was yes. great. So your business, though, let's talk a little bit more about rethinking your future.
Mm-hmm.
Your business is really focusing on the boomers, because they're the ones they've been sort of a sandwich generation in a sense all along, and that's not going to end. And as people are living longer, they may even find themselves dealing with their own aging while they're still dealing with their parents' aging.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes. And part of the challenge is, A, they don't think about this stuff. I mean,
they don't want to be old.
No, and we're all too right. busy. And you know what? There's a lot of wonderful things about getting older.
Right.
But A, we don't have the time to think about those. And B, we only confront the more important critical stuff when in crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the challenge is to get people to think a little bit. And the way to do that is to help people to understand all of the potential, the great things that can happen.
So I come to you at the age 50 and I say, okay, what am I supposed to do? What do you mean rethinking your future? What would you tell me?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the first thing is, normally I work through employers or organizations. I don't work directly with one-on-one individuals.
Okay.
And the concept behind that is that there are so many people that need the support and help. And we look to our employers for a lot of our benefits, our health benefits, our wellness programs, our 401ks. And so this is just an extension of that. So if we can capture folks at work, that's a great place to start. So the first thing we do is what
You know, that takes away an excuse too, right? Because what's one of the excuses going to be? I can't have this meeting. I got to work.
Right.
But the minute your employer brings it in, now it's okay to do it. During work.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but it just hit me.
Great point.
So the first thing we do is we sort of give them a new set of glasses to look at the world in. And what that does is it helps understand the potentials and opportunities that are out there. There's an assessment, it's online. And what it does is I call it the eHarmony of life planning. It covers 25 different areas, all the way from aging changes that occur to what you know about Social Security, do you have a will, do you know how much money you need for your future, all the way to what would I do at end of life. And that assessment takes about 20 minutes to do, and they get back a set of gaps. Here's a gap in either knowledge or preparedness. I call that the holy cow moment.
Okay.
Folks come back and they go, oh, I had no
holy
idea
cow.
What I didn't know.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Right.
So that's the first place to start. The second are a series of workshops. Either it can be done in one day, or a lot of companies do it in a lunch and learn program.
Okay.
And there's a whole toolbox. So we offer folks a little bit of insight, because a lot of times folks don't know a lot about, for instance, housing options that are not the norm.
Right.
For example.
Right.
We offer them resources that they may not know about, and we offer them some tools that help them to understand themselves a little bit more. We do a values exercise with cards where people shuffle the deck and can understand, oh, gee, my driving value, for instance, is wisdom, or my driving value is financial security. Once you understand what
based
drives
on
you,
what they're doing,
yeah,
you know, that's like the card game, the Go Wish,
yes,
the Go Wish. You know about
did
that
Vicky
card
Kine
game?
Share
yeah,
that
with Vicky Kine, and I did it myself, and I was actually surprised with some of my own answers. And you would think that you would know yourself what you want, I have always felt that I'm pretty clear on that. But even me going through this card game where you it's all end of life decisions, and you have the three different piles. This is very important to me. I don't care so much, and absolutely not. And it was interesting to me sometimes what ended up in what pile when I would look at the card, and I would immediately look at the card and I would know what pile I would want it in. And then I would think, huh, never would have thunk that's the pile that would be in.
Wow.
So it's the same kind of thing, and that was a little bit of a holy cow moment.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't that a much more comfortable way to explore those things by using a card game rather than having a big, serious sit-down discussion with somebody?
Well, it is. I mean, it is.
To start,
but one of the reasons I thought it was so effective is because so often we don't know what to ask. We don't know what we don't know,
right?
And so this particular game puts all these things in front of you, and a lot of them were things that you hadn't thought about before, or maybe you thought about them, but so sort of deep back in your head that you weren't letting anybody else know that this was something that was really important, or that it happened, or that it not happened, because that was a pile that was interesting too. The things that I said, I do not want this. So it would be the same thing. So your thing with the cards, it's going through finances. It's going through a broader range of questions.
Yes. And the wonderful thing about the workshop is it's done with other people, and there is such power in folks sharing stories with one another, opinions, thoughts, ideas. Really powerful.
And then after they do that, they go, holy cow. So then how do you fix the holy cow?
So there's a game plan that we work with. So there's a templated process that we use so that folks can create some goals. I call them aspirational goals. I want to be on Oprah someday. or practical goals. I need to create a long-term care plan, not insurance necessarily, but a long-term care plan
right.
for myself or my mom, that type of thing. And so what they come out with is a finite set of goals that they work towards. And then the last piece is we do some train the trainer around accountability coaching. So we'll have them pick a friend or an acquaintance or a workmate that they work with and have them help that individual, hold them accountable for those high payoff activities to get their goals accomplished.
And that was actually another question I was going to have, which was, okay, so you've met with them, you've helped them figure out what they need to do. Now what? Because, you know, what does they say? What did John Lennon say? Life is busy. What happens when life is what happens when you're busy making other plans.
Yes.
Yeah. So are you coming back? Are you coming back also periodically into the company?
Yes, yes. So generally speaking, there are folks whose circumstances change.
Right.
Because life is not stagnant.
No.
And so so as a result, those folks will say, I really need to do this process again, or I need to do a piece of this process again, or can you help me? This wasn't a problem before, but now it's,
but
become,
now it's
a
become
big
a
goal right mm-hmm. in front of me. Right.
So how do people reach you?
Two ways. One, through my website, which is rethinkingyourfuture.com, mm-hmm. simple enough. And mm-hmm. the second, my phone number is 805-390-3633.
Perfect. And they can, now you said that you typically work with companies, but if somebody wanted to do something with you one-on-one, could they do that?
They could. What I try to do is I'll schedule a community workshop and do it that way, because there really is such power in folks working with one another.
Okay.
So I try to do that.
On your website, is there any kind of assessment, or is it just all informational? Is there anything that people can go to and look and work and play and get research?
The assessment is actually online, so I will offer this to your viewers because I know that they're a great group of folks. The assessment, you can go in and purchase, but if you just put contact me under the contact section and say I'd like to do an assessment, I'll send you the link for free, and they'll get
just
that.
Just tell them
assessment.
That you heard about that on Gray Matters.
Because
absolutely.
Aging is not black and white.
Because it's not. That is, thank you, Andrea. Thank
sure.
you so much.
That's
for
awesome.
That gift to
thank
all
you.
Of our listeners. So
you
here's
bet.
An opportunity that you can get this assessment for free without having to, because you are one of our honored and wonderful listeners.
Yes.
That's great. We're almost out of time. I can't believe that. One last question. If there was one thing that you see over and over that's a missing piece in a boomer's plan, what is it?
That we don't plan for our second or third career.
Okay.
Because most of us will either need to work or want to work, because we'll live 30 years longer than our grandparents.
Right.
And so at the end of the day, our skills that brought us into the jobs that we're in today may not be the skills that we need for the future.
And just a quick question on that. Do you see now, as people are going into their encore career, that it's more of self-employment, doing things that they have been gifted with, or is it working for someone else?
It's both. I would say that the largest set of entrepreneurs right now are those age over 50.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is a function of unemployment.
Mm.
And part of that is a function of folks deciding to follow their passion and purpose and meaning
mm.
and following skills that they never had the opportunity to necessarily earlier in their career.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That's great. Andrea, thank you so much again for joining us today.
It's
this is a great
you.
Andrea Gallagher, who is the founder of Rethinking Your Future Life Planning Tools. This is a spectacular program and a great business. I wish you all success.
Thank you.
We're going to take another quick break to honor some of our sponsors. And then we're going to be back, and Jim and I are just going to chit chat for the last few minutes like we did last week. So we'll be right back. Thank you.
Good.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000, or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
I'm Kevin Talsma with Arnold Financial Services. How are you prepared to handle the economic challenges that lie ahead? How long can our country continue to spend more than it's bringing in? Many economists are predicting a future of rapid inflation, higher taxes, and a weakening U.S. dollar. We have tools and strategies for addressing these concerns and can provide you independent, unbiased financial advice. Give us a call to obtain a financial evaluation at no cost or obligation. Our number is 805-384-9212. That's 384-9212. Ask for Kevin.
Stephen Arnold and Kevin Talsma are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member FINRA and SIPC.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Dowler has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Dowler offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Dowler at 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com. The Law Office of Norman Dowler, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And now back to Gray Matters with your hosts, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler and Jim Duran of Cypress Place.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. It's great having you back. What an incredible show we've had so far with Jesse and Andrea.
That's, yeah, another great show, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Great guests. But you
I
know,
think so.
What's interesting is that the things that she went through in order to start this business.
Absolutely. And you know, it's always interesting when I see that. Okay, so was she so good at all of those caregiving opportunities? Was she already so good? I mean, is that why she's good? Is that what drew her to the business, because she was already drawn and she did so well and she was such a caregiver? Or did those situations then, you know, which is the chicken and which
right.
is the egg? You
right,
know what
right.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But really interesting ideas. And I love the co-housing and the village to village.
Great
we
ideas.
Definitely need to bring those in. You know, Ventura County is going to be aging, I think, more rapidly than the rest of the state. They said already in Camarillo, our numbers on the 60 plus mm-hmm. are much higher than the state average.
Yeah.
And so these kinds of innovative ways of staying in the home mm-hmm. and working through everything is important.
Well, it's interesting because 16% of the population of Florida right now are senior citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And they say by the next year, 2 years coming up, that 66%. Two-thirds
oh
of the population
right.
are going to be senior citizens. We're, you know, by the year 2050, we're going to be 21% of the population is going to be senior citizens.
Right.
And housing isn't going to go down any.
No.
If to move into a senior living community, you know, the average price of a assisted living resident, let's mm-hmm. just say, they want to move into a studio apartment, the price ranges anywhere from $2,800 to $4,000 a month. Just for a studio apartment.
Right. And that's a mortgage.
And that doesn't count care.
Right.
So,
right.
you know, throw care onto that. And the average assisted living resident is about $600. So, you know, up around $5,000. Well,
right.
take that out 10 and 20 years.
Right.
I'm looking for a roommate.
No kidding.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that was great stuff.
Absolutely. And then it just brings so many other issues together, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you have you've taken care of the cost. You've now got companionship,
right.
which we know is so important.
Absolutely.
Not just for your own personal emotional well-being, but like we talked about, to make sure that to be watching, I got your back. Wait,
mm-hmm.
what's going on? Is that person really there? I mean,
right.
you know, or is
absolutely.
There, it's just all around. It just is a positive domino effect.
Well, you know, Sherry, in the industry that you're in and that we are in, and what you do as a as an attorney is so amazing. And I'm sure that you have seen stories or seen things that have happened and have stories for us of people that, man, if they would have just come to you first.
Sooner, yeah. You know, it's true. You know, there's one particular one that always sticks out in my mind, and you know, this was a situation where the kids were trying to take care of mom, and they really had their hearts in the right place. There's no question about it. No question about it. But they were trying to do it on their own. They were trying to just figure out the way to do it. Mm-hmm. They put some things together, and they did some things, I believe strongly, with all the best intentions, mm-hmm. but it didn't look good. Mm. And another relative who wasn't having their heart in such the right place was able to come in and make some pretty severe allegations.
Wow.
And there wasn't a whole lot that could be done. Mm. And they lost everything.
Oh,
and it,
wow.
All I could think was, gosh, if they had just come to see me at the beginning of the process when they first needed to take care of their loved one,
right?
It would have cost a little bit of money up front, but nothing compared to what it cost them on the back end.
Right.
And not to mention the emotional mm. cost of it. I mean, this was horrible.
So they had to go through. If they would have come to you first, you would have... What would you have told them? What direction would you have sent them? What would you have done?
We would have been able to say, well, if they had come to me when their loved one was still able to make to put together documentation, mm. we could have put together healthcare directives. We could have put together powers of attorney. They would have been done in an attorney's office where there was some protection against somebody coming back and saying, right. well, you know, they were just telling mom to sign here because that's not how I do it.
Right,
so I have
right.
really good notes that say I spoke with her and this is what she wanted. If they had come to me when that part of it was too late, we could have gone into court and had something formal put in place that, again, would have protected them. Mm. And some of the things that they did to try to make it all work, yeah. I would have been able to say, that's not the way you do it. If you do it that way, it's going to look, this is how it's going to look, and yeah. this is what's going to happen. Let's do it the right way.
Right. Wow.
So it's really important. We talked earlier about, you know, getting what you pay for.
That's right.
And there's a perfect example of, at the beginning it looked like it was going to be a lot cheaper, but I'm telling you, there's no question it was more expensive.
Absolutely.
For them.
And you know, coming to you first, obviously, or coming to you ahead of time is a huge deal. And so, like, tell us a success story of, like, this person came to me, and because they came to me, we were able to, you know.
Yeah, I had another situation actually where they did come to me beforehand, and we had one child taking care of the parent, and because of that, the parent felt like, I want this child to have everything. They're giving up so much right now to take care of me. Mm. They're the one who's watching over me. Not that I don't love my other children, but this is the child who's put their life on hold to take care of me.
Wow.
And we looked at it, and it was very obvious that this is what she wanted. That was very obvious that everything was good and that there was no undue influence or anything like that. But because they came to me early enough and we were able to look at it, I said, all right, obviously we do a trust. Obviously you leave things the way you want it. But because you want to leave something to one child at the exclusion of the others, here are some extra steps that I suggest we take. Because we have to assume that the worst case scenario is going to happen, which is that once you're gone, the siblings are going to come back and say that this one child coerced you into leaving. Mm. So we were able to put some really inexpensive little pieces of arsenal in place,
right.
So that when she was gone, and I'm telling you, death and money make people hinky. You just don't know what they're going to do. And the other sibs started to make some rumblings.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to say, oh, really? Well, we have this that was done when she was alive, and we have this that was done, and here's something else. And that was it.
Wow.
Their case was gone.
Yeah.
They could be upset, they could be hurt, they could be angry, but they couldn't do anything legally.
And what I find interesting is after the person has passed away, that's when they come and they start saying, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
This belongs to us. But not before. They don't make those. Yeah.
Well, no. Because before, mom's there to say quiet, or they don't dare even bring it up. It's when mom is gone.
Yeah.
And the other thing to know is sometimes you end up in a fight and you end up in litigation. Mm-hmm. And we have some great litigators in our office as well. And there was a situation where we ended up in litigation, and it was an allegation of elder abuse. Mm. And we represented the beneficiary who was being accused of the abuse. Because of our phenomenal litigator in our office, we won that case.
Wow.
We won. It was a phenomenal outcome, and we were able to blow it out of the water, and all the red flags were there. It was someone who was a caregiver, who wasn't related to the person, who was being left a huge hunk of the estate, and those are all the red flags.
Right.
But we were able, the litigator, because it's amazing, we were able to find the right witnesses that said, wait a minute, I'm the banker for this lady, and I went to the house looking for problems because of all the red flags. And let me tell you, there were no problems. There was nothing wrong. And that was the end of the case. So sometimes you have to fight. And when you do, we can still help. But it would be better to have avoided that.
You know what, Sherry? People need to know how to get a hold of you. Can you give them your number and how to contact you?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 654-0911. And our website is normandowler.com. And you can also find all of us, both you and I, on graymattersradio.com.
That's awesome. You know, I can't believe the time's already up.
Yeah.
And I just want to give everybody a quick save the date. May the 7th,
yes.
We're having the Cinco de Mayo celebration at Cypress Place Senior Living. It's a Canine Foundation fundraiser.
Yes.
A complete Mexican food buffet with mariachis, Mexican dancers, jalapeno eating contest.
It's on my calendar already.
It is
going to
be a great, great time.
Absolutely.
So we just encourage all of you to come down, and you can make reservations at 650-8000. 650-8000.
Perfect, and we'll see you there. And another great, great thank you, Jim, again, it has been so much fun. I love these hours with you.
I love spending this time with you, too.
All right. And Gray Matters, because aging is not black and white. We will see you back here next Saturday at noon.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now,